Time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, we got the Bills and the Packers this Sunday. That's a big game within itself, but what we've come to expect from you, rely upon you, is to dive deeper into the connections between these teams for this game. Now, we don't see much of the Packers. Are there connections between the Bills and the Packers?
I'm always glad to give you those little nuggets, and this week, again, there is. If fans aren't already aware, the Packers are the only publicly owned NFL team before the league banned such ownership in other markets. Now their de facto owner, as it were, who's the president and CEO, Mark Murphy, grew up in Clarence and remains an avid Buffalo booster. And in fact, when the Bills' future was in doubt during the sales process, Murphy was one of the few outspoken NFL executives who went on record to support his hometown, going so far to say, and I quote, "I will do everything I can to keep the Bills in Buffalo." So despite representing those Packers colors, Murphy still proudly wears that Buffalo passion on his sleeve.
I don't know if we can expect any help from him this particular Sunday. His team is pretty good. What, they're 10-3, the Bills 7-6? Losing a tough one last Sunday to Peyton Manning. What about to this coming Sunday?
Yeah, this is another major challenge for sure as the Bills go up against one of the NFL's top offenses led by quarterback Aaron Rodgers, another future Hall of Famer. And as a painful side note to add to the many in recent Bills history is back in 2005 when the Bills were still in desperate need for a quarterback, Rodgers was taken by the Packers with the 24th pick in the draft. Now, the Bills would have been in a position to select him with the 20th pick had they not traded it away for the right to draft J.P. Lossman the year before.
Ouch.
To make that circumstance even crazier, many speculated at the time that the Bills traded to get back into the first round to get Lossman because they feared the Green Bay Packers would select him when they drafted three picks later.
Well, the Packers lucked out in that regard, didn't they, if you want to call it luck? But they most certainly have been good since Rodgers has taken over as quarterback. So this is obviously a tough matchup for the Bills, but what do you think about it?
On a bright note, and please, if you're listening, don't spit your coffee out, I think the Bills have a decent shot to win this game.
Okay.
When I looked further into the statistics, I found two evenly matched teams in the sense that Green Bay's strengths and weaknesses really match up against Buffalo's strengths and weaknesses. Packers have the sixth best offense in the NFL, while the Bills have the league's fifth best defense. On the other side, Packers have the 26th ranked defense, which will be going up against Buffalo's 22nd ranked offense. But we all know the game is not played on paper, so I think it's all going to come down to how teams execute on the field.
All right, then. Look at the matchups. Break that down for us. Some things to key on this weekend.
Well, I have to give the edge to the Packers. They have both substantial threats in both the pass and run game. We all know that Aaron Rodgers is a major threat at quarterback, but it's the Packers' run game featuring former UB Bulls star James Starks and Eddie Lacy, who together had a combined 207 yards and three touchdowns last week. For the Bills, it all comes down to the offense correcting itself. They can't get off to a slow start that they experienced last week. Really need to see more from the running game, which has had a very difficult season. But given how the Packers struggled to hold on in a win last week against a poor Falcons team, don't be surprised to see the Bills right there in this game.
Well, Matt, we appreciate the signs of hope going into the weekend. As always, we're going to hold you to it when we go beyond the playbook this coming Monday.
Looking forward to it.